This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Filing of nominations for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections ended this evening. Prominent leaders who filed their nominations today include Hema Malini from Mathura Lok Sabha seat in Uttar Pradesh, H.D. Kumaraswamy from Mandya in Karnataka, and actor politician Suresh Gopi from Thrissur, K. Surendran from Wayanad, and K.C. Venugopal from Alappuzha in Kerala. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today criticized the Trinamool Congress government for not allowing the implementation of central schemes in West Bengal. Addressing a rally in Cooch Behar today, he said many projects have not been completed on time, despite the centre giving record amounts of money. He also criticised the Trinamool Congress government for trying their best to protect the accused in the Shandesh Khali incident that rocked the state. Mr. Modi also targeted the Congress and said for decades it kept giving the Garibi Hatao slogan, but it is the BJP that has worked hard to bring 25 crore people out of poverty. Cooch Behar in North Bengal, along with Alipurduar and Jalpaiguri, will go to polls on April the 19th, the first of seven phases of Lok Sabha polls. Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee also addressed a public meeting at Mathabhanga of Cooch Behar. Ms. Banerjee said she would not implement CAA in the state. She had also participated in a meeting at Mal of Jalpaiguri. Earlier in the day, addressing a rally in Jamui in Bihar, Prime Minister Modi said the NDA government is making all efforts to make India a developed nation. Mr. Modi highlighted the major achievements of the current government. He said India has become the first country to successfully land a spacecraft on the moon's south pole. The Prime Minister said under the BJP-led NDA government, India has started hitting back at those supporting and indulging in terror activities. Mr. Modi added that NDA has strengthened the country and its global image in the last 10 years. He was canvassing for Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas nominee Arun Bharti. Tax on the super rich, the law on general wealth tax and inheritance tax, as well as reservation in the private sector, state funding for elections and banning corporate donation to political parties are part of the CPIM manifesto released today for the Lok Sabha polls. In the manifesto, CPIM also promised scrapping of the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act and Prevention of Money Laundering Act. The party said it is committed to including the right to work as a constitutional right. The manifesto was released by Party General Secretary Sitaram Yechuri and Politburo members Prakash Karat, Brinda Karat, Nilotpal Basu and Tapan Sen in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Yechuri said the party will further strengthen democracy and secularism in the country. The External Affairs Ministry has said India is distressed at the escalating tensions in West Asia and their potential to fuel further violence and instability. Replying to a query during media briefing in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said India has noted with concern the Israeli attack on Iranian diplomatic premises in Syria on the 1st of April. Mr. Jaiswal said the first batch of people under the G2G agreement has gone to Israel. He stressed that India is conscious of their safety and has urged Israeli authorities to ensure their safety and well-being. Replying to a question on China claiming Arunachal Pradesh, the spokesperson said Arunachal Pradesh is an inalienable part of India and will remain so. On India-Bangladesh ties, Mr. Jaiswal said bilateral relations are very strong. He said both nations have a very comprehensive partnership that spans across sectors. On the two Indians who were reported missing after the Taiwan earthquake, Mr. Jaiswal said they are now safe and contact has been established with them. The External Affairs Ministry has issued an advisory to caution Indian nationals travelling to Cambodia for employment, asking them to do so only through authorised agents. The ministry said Indian nationals lured by fake promises of lucrative job opportunities in Cambodia are falling into the trap of human traffickers. In IPL cricket, the match between Punjab Kings were 64 for 2 in 7.1 overs against Gujarat Titans at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad, and reports last game in earlier put into bat. Gujarat have set a target of 200 runs before Punjab, with the help of Shubman Gill's unbeaten 89 runs in 48 balls yesterday. Kolkata Knight Riders beat Delhi Capitals by 106 runs, otherwise Rajasekhar Reddy Cricket Stadium in Vishakhapatnam. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heat wave conditions over parts of eastern peninsula India during the next 4 days. And with that, we end this news bulletin.